Good morning. We're learning Chayodim and we're learning Klal Ches Simen Yud Aleph, and we left off with the concept of the Rosh HaMiksav. You cannot say Baal Peh if you're going to mutter other people. Now, Pashtus, according to Rashi, that's even if you're being mutter other people, it's going to be mutter, since it's Shagar B'fei HaKol. We're not talking about a case where there's a requirement of a Sefer Torah or Megillah, where there's a requirement of Megillah. That's a different issue. And we learn the lachos of Kriyas HaTorah and the lachos of Kriyas HaMegillah. We'll talk about that. We're talking about being mutter somebody, words of Torah. In multiple cases where that could come up, if a person is not well and he can't read the words of Shema, and I'm going to say the words of Shema, and he's going to listen and be here to the words of Shema with me. Now, I'm being mitzi him in the words of Torah. There's no requirement of a safer Torah in that situation, but it's Shagar B'fei HaKol. So, according to Rashi, the heter Shagar B'fei HaKol, and according to Tosfos, the heter is being mitzi. If you're not being much other people here, I'm being much other people. So according to Rashi, it really should be mutter. But the Chayyadim's presentation is that he's assuming that Rashi agrees to Tosfos that you're being much other people, even though it's Shagar B'fei HaKol, it's not going to be mutter. Okay, so one of the questions which comes up is Vayechulu Friday night. So we say Vayechulu in Shul, we say it once in Shemoneh Esrei, we say it once publicly, to say Eidus publicly that Hashem created the world. Why do we say it a third time when we say Kiddush? So one of the reasons which are brought down we say it a third time is because to be moitzi the women and children who are not in shul, they should also fulfill this concept of being meyed that Hashem created the world through the psukim of Vayechulu. So I'm being moitzi, as it were, my wife when I say Vayechulu. So now can I say those words Baal Peh? So it's Shagar B'fei HaKol, it's quite well known, but according to Tosfos and the Vilna Gaon Parsons like Tosfos and the Rush turbines from the Rush, according to Tosfos, if you mutter somebody else, you can't say it Baal Peh. So I cannot say Vayechulu Baal Peh according to the opinion of Tosfos, because I mean mutzi my wife in Vayechulu. That would seem to be at first glance. If the heter is Shagar B'fei HaKol, and that applies even when you're mutter somebody else, so then we should have an argument that should be mutter. So Tzitz Eliezer has a shuva about this problem, and he grapples with the minhag does not seem to be that people are makbid on saying mitoch haksav. As a matter of fact, the way it's put down in Shulchan Aruch, or the Rama actually, is that a person should be mistakel in the neiros while he's saying the psukim of Vayechulu, which means he's not looking at the ksav, he's looking at the neiros while he's saying Baal Peh, the psukim of Vayechulu. So there are those who argue that really that's talking about when you're saying kiddush for your own, for yourself, and not you might see anybody, or you might see another man who already heard Vayechulu, started Vayechulu in shul. If you might see somebody who did not hear, you should look at the neiros and then the paragraph of Vayechulu, a person should say mitoch haksav. Okay, but the minhag olam is not like that. Are there any ways we can clarify and understand the minhag olam? The Tzitz Eliezer suggests the following thought, that the chiyuv over here is not a halach of kriya that I have to say those words. It's I have to partake of the concept of being meyed. So you don't need the regular rules of Shema Ka'ina that I'm being moitzi you in Vayechulu and you're being yotze Vayechulu with me. And it's more the only idea that it's a mitzvah to me mefarsim, the idea that Bereshit created the world, which he's doing by publicly reading it, and other people are hearing him. So it's not a regular law of being moitzi. Now this, however, is a machlokes. The Kaf HaChaim brings a machlokes whether women have a chiyuv to actually say Vayechulu. Since it only worked if women did not have a chiyuv to say Vayechulu. So that would be one approach which would not necessarily work. So if we're going to say that we have a heter, not like the chayotim, that even something which is ragol, people are familiar with, even though you'd be much to somebody else's mutter, so that would be another explanation to this halacha. There's a third approach that Tzitz Eliezer brings, is that the din of Rosh Miksavi Torah Shalom Melapev is not a chi of gomer, it's just a lechatchila. So under these circumstances, where we have another mile of doing it the other way, so we would do it like that. Maybe we could argue this is a concept. He brings a fascinating idea that it's a din of edus. The edus, actually, the halacha is mipiyam, below mipiksavim. Edus, the halacha is up. When the person says edus, he has to testify in his own, not mitoch ksav. You can't read your edus. You have to actually say the edus. That problem with that pshat, that would apply in shul as well, not just when you're saying kiddush. And we've come up with the halacha the other way around, that you should dafka not read vayichulu mitoch ksav in shul, and that nobody seems to say. So the different approaches to explain our minig, but there are people definitely which are machmer to read the mitoch ksav to their wives and their children. Have a good day.